Question in the back?
Yeah, so I guess they could ask the different towns, dimensions. What would be a showstopper? What conditions would be unacceptable such that the project would not be approved? As we've been hearing about how we work together, but what are the thresholds that perhaps both from an economic, from an ecological and other perspective, what are they? Because the no action alternative is always one to be considered.
So I guess there's the showstoppers from a developer's perspective on when they would or wouldn't move forward with the project, and there's showstoppers from the government's perspective on when they would or wouldn't permit a project. So I don't know, Daryl or Carnegie, if one of you would want to speak to that topic.
We have done the one turbine we have off the coast of Norway as a research and development cost and not focusing on the income side. The next step with this pilot project will be a kind of a balance. We would need a kind of balance between our expected income from this and the cost. The cost impact is, we have our estimates, we have our assumption that is basis for the business case we have today. We will use the next 2 years to learn more about and get more certainty about the development. And then we come to the time when we have to do the financial investment decision. So we will first have a decision whether to go through the two next years, and then after the 2 years, look into whether this is commercially viable. We will not have necessarily the same requirements for the economical results from this as it were a commercial project.
From the federal perspective and moving forward, the no action alternative you look at and say, is there no way possible that the potential effects could be, there are no conditions, no mitigation possible that would allow that to proceed? And I don't have a fisheries example, but I can say, for instance, offshore North Carolina, as we started our initial planning process, there were developer proposals to develop in Onslow Bay, which happened to be a major staging area for the Department of Defense training operations. And also there was a off of Wallops Island, Virginia, which is a drop zone or potential damage zone for any commercial spaceflight operations. You know, you can't really put something up with the risk of a bomb dropping on top of it. So, you know, there's no way to mitigate that. So you just basically put that off limits. So I don't have a good fisheries example for you, though.
Can I also ask, I'm not sure Ken or Paul, whether either of you would be willing